Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Hosni Mubarak returns to the courtroom in Cairo to defend himself against charges of corruption and complicity in murder. Last time, Mubarak was defiant.
All these accusations, I deny them all. I have not committed any such crimes.
Seeing the former president on a hospital gurney inside a cage was a shock to many Egyptians.
We are here to say no to the president's humiliation. He was widely respected internationally. This president has served Egypt for over 30 years.
We're walking a fine line in a Cairo courtroom, finding justice for 800 dead protesters without losing Mubarak's dignity. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, August 15th. This is the second day of Mubarak's trial in Egypt, and it is consuming that country. They're obsessed with it.
And let's get a check in the morning's top news. Obama on the bus. So we start here in the United States. President Obama sets off on a bus tour of Minnesota, Illinois, and Iowa today. The economy, the focus of his trip. No plans for a major economic policy speech, however. Instead, the president will be focused on listening and responding to public frustration over the economy, according to White House aides. Over the weekend, Iowa was the scene of some heated campaigning by the Republican Party's leading presidential contenders, and the focus there was on the economy.
My husband and I have started our own successful company. We know what it's like in the private sector to be able to sacrifice and create jobs and turn the economy around.
Straw poll winner Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann speaking at a fundraising dinner in her hometown of Waterloo, Iowa. Texas Governor Rick Perry was at the same event just a day after announcing his candidacy.
We are in economic turmoil. And if we don't have a president of the United States that gets America working again, we are in trouble. And we need to be focused on jobs in this country.
Perry and Bachmann are now lining up as rivals to Mitt Romney in the fight for the nomination after Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty finally dropped out of the race because of a poor straw poll showing.
In Egypt, scuffles broke out outside the courthouse in Cairo, where former President Hosni Mubarak has resumed his trial today. He's charged in the connection with the death of 800 protesters during Egypt's uprising. In Syria, nearly 30 people have reportedly been killed in 3 days of gunboat shelling over the city of Latakia. Syrian troops with tanks have also entered several towns in the central flashpoint province of Homs. Prime Minister David Cameron has promised an all-out war on gang culture as the British government tries to prevent a repeat of last week's rioting.
This must be a wake-up call for our country. Social problems that have been festering for decades have exploded in our face.
The estimated cost of the damage and looting has been estimated at $350 million. An American rookie, Keegan Bradley, won the PGA Championship yesterday in a playoff. Asian markets are up right now. European indices are mixed. Futures are up. The Dow will start at 11,269. The S&P at 1,178. The Nasdaq will open at 21,82. And speaking of Wall Street and the economy, what's your big idea about how to fix it?
This is David in New York. Put people to work building transit systems to decrease America's dangerous over-reliance on cars and oil. And the traffic congestion it causes strangles the economy in a lot of ways.
That was actually an early idea from the Obama administration as well. I mean, the take from one listeners. We want your big ideas. How do you fix our economy? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And we're going to focus on one idea later, whether or not to let inflation rise. We're also going to turn to a community that's facing some major demonstrations, allegations of censorship through shutting down of cell networks, and a fight that shifted into a hacking war online. We are not talking about Cairo. We're not talking about Libya or London. We are talking about protests in San Francisco. That conversation is coming up in 15 minutes. First, more about the second day of Mubarak's trial. It resumes today. Mubarak was again brought in this morning on a hospital gurney wearing a blue jumpsuit. And outside the courthouse, protesters had gathered beginning at 6 a.m. in the morning, and scuffles ensued. We're going to talk more in just a few minutes.